Quick halacha from Rav Chaim Palachi. Chaim Palachi says, "Im hal Rosh Chodesh biyom Rishon, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Sunday, ya'asu ta'anit biyom Chamishi. Those are the fasting for Yom Kippur Katan. So when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday, obviously you can't fast on Shabbat, and they don't want you to fast on Friday, lechem tachila. So you push it to Thursday. Like ta'anit estid that falls out on Thursday." Purim is on Sunday, they push the fast to Thursday. Bimchal the Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbat, however, then he says Yitanu b'yom haShishi. And that's the Anyan. Even though fasting on Yom Shishi, some say it's a question, but it's not a problem because Shulchan Aruch says Hasidim anyway would fast on Fridays, and others should go into Shabbat with an appetite. So when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Shabbat, there is no problem to fast on the Friday before. And especially most people that are fasting today don't sit and read all day long and say Siddiqot and things like that. Then it might be better to do it on a Thursday. But they're just fasting and making Teshuvah. And I must point that out, that fasting alone, that Chida says, has very little value. He says, Ikara ta'anit, lepashpesh velachkor etev, hedek b'ma shachata b'chol ha'chodesh. You have to repent on the sins of the previous month. V'lazor b'tshubah. Ki ta'anitu achana da'achniyah gufo. The fast is only to humble the person so he could make the shubah. Im yase ta'anit, lebad b'bni masim asher hata b'lashub. But if you just fast, but he doesn't make the shubah, kima'at lo asa v'lo kelum. This came out. He almost did nothing. So again, one should remember that's the ikar. Again, when it comes out on a Sunday, the ta'anit is on the previous Thursday.